Prince Andrew's volunteer role promoting trade for the country has seen him take part in nearly 550 engagements over the last year. But the Duke of York's ambassador role is now under question after new revelations about his links with convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. He's known the American billionaire since the early 90s and met him as recently as December in New York. But The Independent's economics editor Sean O'Grady says criticism of the prince may be unfair.
There's a sort of general feeling, there has been for a while, that the Duke's role is maybe a little bit more about sightseeing and playing golf than it is about actually selling things. It may well be that he's sold billions of pounds worth of British goods and services abroad and helped the taxpayer in all sorts of ways.
There are reports that the prince will now have his responsibilities reduced, and Vince Cable's confirmed conversations will be taking place about the issue, but that ultimately the decision should be up to Prince Andrew. Health Secretary Andrew Lansley agrees.
I heard Vince Cable talking this morning about the occasions on which he personally, since we came into government, has had experience of the role that the Duke of York played and the benefit that that provided to companies. I don't have personal experience of that, but I entirely share Vince Cable's view.
But not everyone has come out in support for the Duke. Former Labour Foreign Office Minister Chris Bryant says it's time for him to go. Andrew's had the role since 2001, and this isn't the first time he's become the story, with complaints about the lavish nature of his overseas trips.